Good morning. Yes, we are the church together, and it takes all of us to make our church what it is. And I'm here on behalf of the missions committee. We all are excited. This is Mission Sunday, and please take time and look through this that was in your bulletin. This shares with you what missions we follow, what missions we have going on, and the things that we support, the things that you all support. We're just the committee, and we very prayerfully consider the things that we put your money into and the money that God has provided for all of you and that we provide further. So I just want you to just take a look at that, because there's a lot of different things we support. We internationally, nationally, and local. And these are just some of the things. Throughout the year, there are other things that we use the money towards, the things that are going on in our world today. So I just want you to remember that. And also, if anybody's ever interested in joining our mission committee, please see one of our mission team, Lori Wright, myself, Derek, Melanie Hoyman, Dawn Streckheisen. There's a lot of us. If you ever have any questions, please feel free not to hesitate to ask us. But I also am here because I'm excited. Bill and Debbie Bosley are one of the missions that we support, and we've supported them for quite some time. I don't know how long it's been, but Debbie was a Riverside grad, and so Bill is going to come share with us today. They're from Ethnos 360, and they were in Senegal from 1991 to 2019, and they continue to serve as missionaries. Their home base is here right now, and but they continue to serve. So Bill, we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Good morning, Concord Church. Good morning. Thank you, Tanya, for that nice introduction. Thank you, Pastor Bud, and for Carol, and for all who are serving. This church has been known for many, many years as a missions church, and we are happy to be a part of your missions program. As Tanya mentioned, Debbie and I are with Ethnos 360, and we are now based right down over the hill here, or I guess that direction, actually. A little directionally challenged once I get inside, but we're pleased to be with you this morning, and first and foremost, we want to say thank you to you for your faithful support and prayers for us as we served in Africa, and now as we continue to serve here stateside. We thank you for your financial support and your prayer support, because we're part of a team. We can't do it, what we do, we can't do by ourselves. We need prayer supporters. We need those who support us financially, and you're all part of the team. We just want to say again, thank you. It has been many years. I don't know exactly how many years, but for many years, Concord Church has supported the work of Ethnos 360, and we certainly appreciate that. Well, as Tanya mentioned, Debbie grew up here and actually grew in this church in her faith in Christ. She came to faith in Jesus back in the early 70s, 1971, and she joined a group here called Talk About Christ. I think that was with Pastor John McGargy at the time. And so she grew in her faith through the ministry of Concord Church. So she truly is one of your own here. She grew here in her faith in Christ. And then the Lord worked in her life to tell her, or to bring her to understand, that there are people in this world who have never had the opportunity to hear of Jesus Christ as she had. And so she went through Bible school out in Jackson, Michigan with New Tribes Bible Institute at the time. She then went to missions training out in Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. You know, the United Hosanna Ministries, which you support, used to be a New Tribes mission training camp out on Big Knob. It's now United Hosanna Ministries. But she actually went to the training out in Jersey Shore. And then the Lord led her in the summer of 1984 to go on a short-term mission trip to Senegal, West Africa. Now, I come from a little further north. I grew up in central New York State, not far from where Bob and Dee Morrison used to live. I came to faith in Christ a little bit later in life. I was 25 years old when I trusted Jesus Christ for forgiveness of my sins and became a believer. And then God led me also to go on this short-term mission trip to Senegal in the summer of 1984. Well, God took a gal from western Pennsylvania and a guy from central New York and brought us together in West Africa. So a year later, we were married, and then we went through the missions training together. And then, as Tanya mentioned, we actually went back to Senegal as missionaries in 1991. And by God's grace, we were able to serve there until 2019. Now, we have a little short video that I think is we're going to play here now. And ready? Good. Okay. This will give you a little background of what we did there.
The heartbeat of Ethnos 360 is a thriving church for every people. Ethnos 360 equips its members to reach and disciple unreached people groups wherever they are found. Of the 7.4 billion people of the world, 3.1 billion are unreached. As our founder Paul Fleming said in 1942, our efforts shall be directed where no witness of the gospel has yet reached. That still drives Ethnos 360 today. And when we go wherever God sends us, what happens? Relationships are formed, cultures and languages are learned, Bibles are translated, lives are transformed, churches are established. But that is a task of monumental proportions. Accomplishing this huge job efficiently and well takes a network of people each doing their part. Ethnos 360 needs each missionary to make the network function. God's plan from the beginning is for different people with different gifts and abilities to work together in different roles and capacities towards His common goals. Partnering in Africa. Just as a bridge needs supports to stay upright, so missionaries need other missionaries to keep them in their tribal ministries by taking care of finances, communication needs, paperwork, supply buying, computer challenges, guest housing, and education. God's plan is for all of us to work together, each fulfilling the part in the network to which He has directed us and uniquely qualified us in order to bring others to Him. Thank you for being part of the team. Thank you for partnering to see a thriving church for every people.
Thank you for being part of the team. Thank you for partnering with us to see a thriving church for every people group. Today we're back stateside, as we said, but we're still working with Ethnos 360, continuing to serve. I'm the security advisor for West Africa, and Debbie, besides caring for her dad, also works. This last week, she worked in formatting some scripture, actually the book of Exodus, for one of the people groups in Senegal. So she's still able to help with that, together with caring for her dad. And also together we do some representative work and also some member care. Actually, yesterday we had the Bible teacher, he and his wife, who work with a particular people group there in Senegal. Actually, we're the same group that Debbie worked on the translation for. Come and visit us. They're here stateside as well. So we have an opportunity to encourage missionaries who are home on furlough. We have a bulletin board out in the foyer, thanks to Cindy Daniels. I don't know if she's here this morning, but she was a great help. There she is with that. And we also have some newsletters, some of our latest newsletter, again, thanks to Cindy, who printed them off for us on our table in the back. If you have a moment after the service, stop back at the table. And if anybody's interested in getting our newsletter, we have some prayer cards. If you want to just write us a note at our email address, we'll be happy to add you to the newsletter list. So, and there are also other information there about serving with Ethnos 360, because the thing that we're involved with most now is seeing how God can raise up laborers, somebody to replace us on the field. So if you're interested in missions or know somebody is, help yourself to the literature that's on the table. And of course, the thing that matters most to God in this world is taking his gospel, even as the little girl said this morning, that was a great children's message, Mike. She said, we can take the gospel to people. That's what we're supposed to do. She has the right idea. Jesus spoke to his disciples in Matthew 28 and said, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. And that Greek word for nations is the word ethnos. And that's where we get the name Ethnos 360. We used to be called New Tribes Mission, now known as Ethnos 360. But that comes from that Greek word from Matthew 28, where he says, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all things that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. And then as Mike had the kids recite Mark 16:15, he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. You know, these two verses are collectively, along with some verses in Luke and John, referred to as the Great Commission, Jesus' last words, last command to his disciples were to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And these two verses that we've just looked at in Matthew 28 and Mark 16 have one small word in common, but a very important word, and that is the word go. Jesus said, go. We can't wait for people to come to us. We are to go to them. Sometimes it means just going to your next door neighbor or somebody even in your family or somebody at school or at work. And other times it means going across the sea, going to another country, another language, another culture. But God, Jesus commands us to go and make disciples, and that is his commission for the church. We sang this morning that we are the church, and he gave that commission to his church. As you saw in the video, the heartbeat of Ethnos 360 is a thriving church for every people. And the focus of our ministry in Ethnos 360 is unreached people groups. That is, people groups who share the same language, the same ethnic identity, and they are unreached because they have not yet had the opportunity to hear the gospel message in their own heart language. So how do we reach people? How do we reach unreached people with the gospel? Well, part of it is training. And in Ethnos 360, we have a training program. Actually, it takes about 4 years. Debbie and I were in training from 1985 in Bible school until through 1989. We were in training with then New Tribes Mission before we actually went to the field. So training is very important because you're going to be reaching people or trying to reach people who have no concept of the God of the Bible, no exposure in many cases ever to Christianity. They may be members of another religion, but have no understanding of what the Bible teaches. The aviation wing of the mission has a motto that there are millions unreached, but none are unreachable. We used to sing a song in a songbook we had there when we were in missionary training called Untold Millions Are Still Untold. So we need to reach those who have not yet been reached with the gospel. This is God's desire. So through, how do we do that? Well, first, as I said, through training, Bible training, cross-cultural missions training, language and culture acquisition, how do we learn another language, and literacy and Bible translation as well. All these are parts of the puzzle in reaching the unreached. And so after the training, and once you decide where you're going to go or seek God's leading as to where to go, and God led us to go back to Senegal where we'd actually met on our short-term mission trip. So once you go to a people group, how do you reach them? Well, first of all, you've got to learn their language. You've got to learn their language, and it's also important to learn their culture, to know how they think, because people think very differently from the way we think. But once you get to the place where you can speak the language fluently and you understand how they think and what their worldview is, you begin in the beginning. You begin with God. Because many times, as I said, these people have had no exposure to the scriptures, no idea of God, or else they have an idea of God that comes from another religious background. So we teach them about God. We teach them who God is, about his holiness, his character, his love. We teach about how he created all things. And then we go through the Old Testament basic stories that perhaps you and I learned growing up in church or in Sunday school, things that they have never heard, like Adam and Eve and how they chose to disobey God, and yet God promised one who would come from the seed of the woman to be a deliverer, to be a savior. We teach them about Cain and Abel and Cain's unacceptable sacrifice of something he thought God should accept, whereas Cain offered to God by faith what God had required in an animal sacrifice. And all through the Old Testament scriptures, not verse by verse, but just teaching the high points, stories like Noah and the ark and Abraham and his offering of Isaac and the Passover lamb and the serpent in the wilderness, all these stories from the Old Testament that will help them understand when we get to Jesus, who he is and why he came and why we need to put our faith in him. So we provide a foundation of understanding so that once we present Jesus to the people as the one that God promised, the deliverer, the savior that God promised to send, and then his death, his burial and resurrection, his death for our sins and his resurrection so that we can have eternal life, they know who Jesus is. They know why they need him, and they can put their faith in him. And of course, all this takes time, sometimes many years, at least months, usually, but sometimes over the course of many years, to see people come to faith in Christ. So this goal of a thriving church for every people is a reachable goal. Millions unreached, but none are unreachable. But someone has to go. Someone has to pray, someone has to give, and someone has to go. And so we're all part of this work. You're all part of missionary work, as Tanya mentioned in the bulletin there, so many missions that you support. That's a wonderful thing. And I know a lot of you have gone on mission trips. So missions is our responsibility. It's every one of our, as believers in Christ, it's responsibility for each one of us. So as I close today, I just encourage you to ask yourself, what part does God want me to have in reaching the unreached with the good news of Jesus Christ? And I'll end there. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bud.